power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics, and Native.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics.
Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, you cross out your eyes, we about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate? We let the script prophesy, we bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you, precept upon precept. Line upon line, the script say with the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics, and Native.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics, and Native.
So you've often heard me mention that the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is all about the Israelites, who are the blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, falsely so-called. And I say that because everything that goes on and has gone on in history and in the world has all been referenced and based on the Bible. This is the history book for all mankind. The difference is that there is one nation and one nation only that this Bible is for. There is one nation and one nation only that the Most High God loves, okay, and is his chosen. There is only one nation and one nation only that the Black Messiah is going to come and give everlasting salvation to. And I bring that up, and I'm starting the show with that, because you're going to see how it correlates with the show we did on Wednesday. Okay, we did a very powerful show titled Short Account of America and Cuba. Captain Joshua did extensive research, and although we did not go over everything, we will next Wednesday, Lord willing, life lasts. And it was a build-up for, and a nice segue, nice setup for today's Power Hour. We're going to go quick. Okay, we only have an hour. That's why it's called the Power Hour. All right. But I want to start with a scripture to back up my opening statement. And I want to reference the image that we're seeing on the screen now, on your screen. It says, Cuba Democracia. In English, it just means Cubans want democracy. Cubans want democracy. Shouldn't be no surprise that in Cuba right now, there's some political turmoil going on. There's some unrest, unruliness, rioting to an extent. And they're protesting, which is the other word I want to use for that, because of the living conditions. But we started on Wednesday talking about why their living conditions are what they are. And we're going to go through the scriptures, and we have many articles and videos here. We're not going to get through all of them, but I've already instructed the producer to go ahead and post them at the end on the thread there so that you can look at them for yourselves, okay? One thing that I always like to do when I do radio shows or teach, okay? See, I can't teach anybody anything, but I can make you think, all right? And the Bible is the teaching tool that we use in IUIC to teach our brothers and sisters their true nationality, their true heritage, repentance, etc. All right, so I put out the information, and if the Spirit comes up on you to want to learn more, or the Spirit comes on you to start wanting to get on a road to repentance, all praises. Okay, we're teachers, we're prophets, real preachers. okay? Not Sunday school, Saturday school, whatever Christianity teaches or pastors. All right, we're here to bring out the facts, because these are facts. That's why I mentioned that the Bible is a history book, and everything that has gone in our world is pretty much in there, okay, for a reason, all right? So I want to start out with a scripture here, but before I get into that scripture, okay, it's going to tie in with everything, okay? I said that the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is all about the Israelites, blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans. And I say that, and I'm going to prove something right now here in Genesis, because what a lot of people don't know, we may have some new viewers here now, okay? May have some new viewers that see this, the replay of this show. A lot of people don't know that the Most High made Adam. Then he made Adam. I'm not going to get into that because that's a topic for another day. It's a deep class. But I'll tell you briefly. He made the Adam, who we, in the spirit, listen to what I'm saying, in the spirit, spiritually, descend from. And then he made Adam, referenced as trees in the Bible. Okay? And to you right now, in the same Bible that you have in your house that you've been reading for years, okay, reading but have not had the understanding of what I'm about to bring out. Because I'm going to be honest with you, okay, it took me to be in this truth to realize how heavy this scripture that we're going to bring out is right now. Okay, so let's start with Genesis chapter 1 and 26. And I want you to read it closely. I mean, hear, listen closely and read it. You know how we got to do this one. Okay, go ahead.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image.
So first off the bat, something that most people go over, it says, let us. Who's the us? Well, the Most High God and the other powers, okay, and Christ. All right, but again, that's a topic for another class. There's plenty of videos on that. Okay, I'm not bringing out something that's new. And if you are new to this, just search IUIC, and you'll find that video. Okay, you're just gonna have to do some research because there's a lot of videos. Okay, so, go ahead.
After our likeness,
mm-hmm.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
All right, so it said, and let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over, go ahead.
Over the fish of the sea,
mm-hmm.
And over the fowl of the air,
uh-huh.
And over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Okay, all right, so he was made, this particular them, this man, okay, was designed to have the dominion that is mentioned here. But we're going to read on. That being said, there was another man, another nation, okay? That them there is talking about the other nations, all right? The next man, next nation is going to be referencing, okay, us. Although we were not called Israelites then, we were, this is God's chosen, which are the Israelites, and, you know, when you read Genesis 25, okay, we become Israel in Genesis 20, what is it, when he fights the angel?
32.
Okay, right, that's when we become the nation of Israel.
Right.
Because our forefather Jacob was named Israel after that fight he had with the angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
So God created man in his own image.
Uh-huh. That one right there is talking about the Adam, who we descend from, the blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans. Okay, go ahead.
In the image of God created he him.
Him. Notice it says him. The other verses said them. Okay, go ahead.
Male and female created he them.
All right, so I'm going to leave that there right now, okay, because I don't want to take up too much time from the main topic. All right, but again, I can't teach you anything. I can only make you think. Okay, there's plenty of other classes that reference that there. Okay, reference everything I just mentioned. So now, going back to the image, it says Cuba Democracia. So what's going on over there is the living conditions are terrible, okay? And they've been that way for years. But you have to understand why, which we'll go over on Wednesday. This is not going to be the class for that. We'll go in more detail on Wednesday. It's class Power Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Arizona time. Tune in because you'll get more information on why the unrest is the unrest. But I want to focus on what's going on today. And I want to focus on what just went on in Haiti. Because whether you know it or not, some of you may be new to the fact that Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, we're all one nation. We're one family. Okay? Whether you know it or not, they all intertwined. Okay? And I'm going to prove it even one step further. Okay? Again, Genesis to Revelation, it's a battle between Jacob and Esau. Jacob are the Israelites, who are the Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans. Esau is the Caucasian man and woman. Can never leave them out. Can never leave them out. Today they call Karen.
Right.
Okay? I'll leave that at that. All right? They are just as fault, if not more, because they supported their husbands in the lynchings and all the atrocities and murders that they did to us. In fact, even lied on us. Can you say Emmett Till?
Right.
Okay. Comes out years later. Not too long ago, she said she lied about the whole thing.
Right, and still never got charged.
Still never got charged. But Bill Cosby, don't even let me go there. I'm going to leave that one.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so very craftily, understand, if you know anything about history, you older brothers and sisters will know something called the Bay of Pigs. We mentioned it on Wednesday. Whenever a leader of a country does not want to play ball with America, they will make sure that they send you a message and they'll pay you a visit or try to pay you a visit like they did in the Bay of Pigs. They tried to pay Castro a visit, okay, under the guise of, oh, they're communists, whatever, okay, and that failed. Most High allowed that to fail. So, again, some people have negative things to say about Castro. Some people have positive things to say about Fidel Castro, okay? Remember, the Most High has his hands in everything. Proverbs 20:24 says that the ways of man are of the Lord.
Right.
Okay, I'm paraphrasing right now, for time's sake, but he did not allow them to succeed. Okay, the Most High is the puppet master. He controls. He pulls all the strings. He controls everything. Scripture says in Isaiah 55, his thoughts are not our thoughts.
Right.
All right, so we ain't trying to figure out why he did it, but you know what? We know spiritually, us as learned men in IUSC, that it's prophecy. Why all that happened. And there's a reason. There's a plan. Isaiah 46 and 10 talks about that. I'm not going to go into it now. Okay? Just look it up. All right? Somebody scribe and put the scriptures we bring out. We appreciate that. Okay? So they're trying to go ahead and stir things up again in Cuba. When we were over there 4 years ago teaching the word, we were not going over. We did not go over there. And I want to stress this. Okay? We did not go over there to try to create any revolt. Okay, because you know what? That may be something that's in some people's minds. It may be something that may come out later that, oh, well, we would have. No. We love every single one that were there, from Castro all the way on down.
That's right.
Okay? You just don't know. You don't know what you don't know till somebody tells you you don't know.
Right?
And we were just there as evangelists, as prophets, teaching the word to our brothers and sisters, including the government there. Because they all need to repent.
Right.
We did not go there against the government trying to rile anybody up to go ahead and cause a revolution. No. We went out there to cause a revolution called repentance. To show our people the revolution of the truth shall make you free. The revolution of your true nationality. Because at the end of the day, you can't repent as a Cuban.
That's right.
Okay? And at the end of the day, you can't repent if you don't know that you're not a Cuban. You can't repent unless you know you're an Israelite, according to 1 Kings 8:46 to 49. Okay? So, if you look at history, America has always sat, like the scripture says, on many waters. The scripture calls it the whore that sits on many waters. Meaning what? Matter of fact, another scripture says they can't stay home. And we know that's the prophecy back in Genesis 27. Their blessing was that they would live the dew of the heaven and the fatness of the land, meaning everywhere and in the best places. and that their method of doing that, living in those best places and everywhere, would be by the sword. And it doesn't always have to be, because again, I just brought up the Bay of Pigs. They tried to do it by the sword then, right? Recruited disgruntled Cubans
right.
to do it. Trained, if I'm not mistaken, even back then in Colombia. I'm saying that for a reason. Because the assassination on the Haitian president, it is coming out, and I already knew this because I already know the MO, that they were trained in Colombia, and some Colombians were the ones involved in it. But guess who else an alleged victim of being trained in Colombia? The president of Venezuela, not too long ago, which ironically, you don't hear nothing more about that. But I bet you if it would have succeeded, if the coup would have succeeded, if they would have overthrown Maduro in Venezuela, they would have been pumping and crowing of their success. But when things don't work out, oh, we don't have nothing to do with that.
Right.
They just said the same thing here. Well, we didn't have nothing to do with it because now they got to try to cover that whole thing up. And I'm going to get to that, Lord willing, here as to where all of that is leading to and where this is leading to. Okay?
So, give me one second.
All right, evidently we got taken off of Facebook. Are we still on, producer?
Yep.
Still on Facebook? I'm getting messages that we got taken off of Facebook. I need someone from the producer booth to come here and communicate with me, please. I want to make sure I'm not talking and we're not on. Yeah, I don't think he can hear me. That was one of the issues they were having. Somebody go get him?
Yeah.
Ask him. Just ask him if we're on Facebook. Hold on. If we are still live, hold on. Well, if anybody could, because anybody commenting up there, Eric? Anybody viewing, can you please comment if you're still able to see us?
Yeah, he said we're still live on Facebook.
We're still live? Okay.
Right there,
okay. All right. So we said we were told we're still live. Okay. So, fresh memory, where was I?
You were talking about what happened in Cuba.
Right, talk about Cuba and how Haiti and everything, how it's all relative, okay? And how they train these mercenaries, quote unquote, in Colombia. Okay, unfortunately, the Colombian government, I'm not going to say the people, the Colombian government, who is our people, is set up by the hand of America, their leadership. That's what they try to do. Remember, let's not forget that they were trying to put this young cat as the president of Venezuela. They had him stand up in Congress and the whole thing and everything. And they America say, oh, this is the real president. Who the hell are you? That's not your land. But it is their land, right?
Yes,
the reason why it's called North America, Central America, South America. America's in there, right? And they try to get their hands everywhere, but when you go against them, like Maduro did, like Chavez did before him, like Castro did, like a lot of leaders, like Ahmadinejad from the Iranians, okay, all those countries, man, that understand that America is the devil the Bible speaks of, they're the wicked that controls the earth. Get me that real quick, Job 9:24. They're the wicked that controls the earth right now. They're the rulers of the earth and the world right now. Okay, until we get back, until the prophecy comes back that Esau is the end of the world and Jacob's the beginning of it that follows in 2 Ezra 6.
Right. It's the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
Who is the superpower? Who is known as a superpower? America.
Right.
All
right?
But the Most High God did that because it's his plan. All right? But because of that, that's where Isaiah 14 says that he will bring their palm down. That's where 2 Thessalonians says, okay, I am God. I will be God.
Right.
Okay? That's where the other scripture said, I'm paraphrasing, it says, Psalms 50, you thought I was very much with you.
Right.
It's the Most High God speaking in the spirit, but he's not with you. Go ahead, finish that.
He covereth the faces of the judges thereof.
He covered the face of the judges. That's twofold. Okay. Esau covers it, the faces of the judges.
Right.
Because they hide the truth that we, blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, are God's chosen. We're the true judges of
right.
the earth.
That's right.
They know that. And they also, now the Most High covers it because we have disobeyed him. So he's put other people to judge us. Hence the court system that we never win in. Very rare. Go ahead.
If not, where and who is he?
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
That's not where and who is he. So, understand that what's going on in Cuba right now is all part of America. They send moles, they send people in there, okay? Because here's more proof, right? We went there to teach true nationality. We went there to teach the Bible, that they need to repent because they're never going to get everlasting salvation. And guess what? Even under those conditions, because again, is there some facts that the Castro regime and the government there do treat their people bad? Yeah, you got to go. That's a deep hole. There's a lot of facets. There's a lot of holes within why they do that. And again, not that we're condoning it. Absolutely not. We must have love for our brothers and sisters.
Right.
But you got to look at the whole thing. I mentioned it on Wednesday. Sometimes you get involved in something that you can't get out of.
Right.
Because guess what? He overthrew a president, did he not? You think somebody else ain't trying to overthrow him?
Right.
You think he doesn't know that? This man was very intelligent. He has to keep the net. Once, that's what I'm saying. This is why the scripture says you got to deal with your brother and sister rightfully, righteously. All right? Because once you go down that rabbit hole, now what? You're always looking over your shoulder. And that's why the only way to stop it. He had good intentions, yes.
Right.
But now somebody's trying to overthrow you.
You got to
same thing Esau's doing today.
Yep.
They've had their foot on our neck.
Right.
And they know that it's only a matter of time according to the scriptures. But they're still going to keep trying that. Hence what we've seen in Cuba. Hence what we see in Haiti. Hence what we've seen, okay, with this whole pandemic thing. And they'll try different weapons of warfare. I talked about the sword. The sword comes, that's metaphorically
right.
and literally. That's metaphoric and literally. He's going to post a thing. I just don't want to post it. I don't know if we're going to have time. But critics take shot at Juvenile for pro-vaccine, single vax, that thing up song.
Right.
They got our people, hip-hop, because they know that that's the influence of the young culture today,
mm-hmm.
promoting the vaccines.
That's spiritual warfare.
That's spiritual warfare.
Crafty.
But it's still a sword.
Right.
Crafty count.
It's still a sword. It's still a sword. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, case in point. Let's pull it. Give me Revelation 13. I'm gonna break this down differently here.
No, I got you.
Okay? Y'all going to see something right now.
You want 10? 13, 10? The book of Revelation. Chapter,
start at 9.
Yes, sir. The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 9.
Uh-huh.
If any man have an ear, let him hear.
Now, we know we all have ears, right? But a lot of us have ears, and some of us have itching ears. We only hear what we want to hear,
mm-hmm.
right? And some of us have ears, meaning put your mind to what you're about to hear right now is what Christ is saying. Remember, I can't teach you anything. I can only make you think. That's what Christ is saying. Go ahead.
He that leadeth into captivity.
He that leadeth into slavery. Go ahead.
Shall go into captivity.
Shall go into slavery.
He that killeth with the sword.
He that killeth with the sword, literally, figuratively, with these videos, with these vaccines.
Must be killed with the sword.
Must be killed with the sword. With all the propaganda, with going ahead and creating unrest. Remember, that thing is order out of chaos. You create order. Okay, and then what's another thing? It's three things. Solution. The last one is solution. Damn. It's three things, man. It's a thing that's a strategy that they use. All right. Something, something, and then they provide the solution. I can't think. I can't think right now. Somebody knows and post it on the thing. I can't think right now. I got a million and one thoughts in my brain right now. Okay. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Somebody got it, posted in the thread so they can see it. All right. So are you done with that with scripture?
No, I'm finished. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
Here is the patience and the faith of the saints who are the blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, who are the Israelites.
That's right.
Here's our patience because the Most High got our back. This is not a physical warfare. This is not a carnal warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. And this is why we bring out these classes. I am showing you right now that it's been a spiritual war from Genesis all the way to Revelation with Cain and Abel. Okay? It was physical and it was spiritual. Because at the end of the day, everything in life, when you look at it, is a spiritual thing. Give me Romans 7:14 real quick. Okay? Paul understood this. Paul understood this. Okay? And without the law, there is no basis, okay, on this earth, in your life. Go ahead.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 7 and verse 14. For we know the law is spiritual.
The law is spiritual. So when you're not doing the law, guess what? Spiritual things are going to happen to you, physically and spiritually. Okay? But when you are doing them, the law, statutes, and commandments, great things are going to happen to you. All right? Go ahead.
But I am carnal.
But we are carnal at the end of the day. But we do not have to stay carnal. Hence, repentance. Hence, coming back. Okay? And get the process. Notice I said process because we're always repenting. Get the process started on being and living our lives as God had always wanted us to do. Which is living the law, following the law, statutes, and commandments as Israelite men and women. Go ahead.
Sold under sin.
Sold under sin. And Esau understands this. So they will continue, America understands, to perpetuate sin amongst our people. Hence the video that I just mentioned. All part of their crafty counsel, folks, this vaccine. But this show is not about that. Okay? It's showing you little bits. Again, I can only make you think. Y'all got to put the – y'all grown men and women. Y'all grown men and women that are parents that need to set your children up for this world because this world is wrong. It's so bad. We just read in Job 9:24, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. It's wicked.
Right.
And who is those wicked for you new people? Give me Malachi 1:4. Who is those wicked? And I keep mentioning Esau and Edom. That's the biblical name for the Caucasian man and woman. But let's prove that Job 9:24 is correct, that the world is given into the hands of the wicked. Who is the wicked according to the Bible? Got it? Read it.
Yes, sir. This is the book of Malachi, chapter 1 and verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Edom.
Edom. Says, okay, another name for Esau. They also go by Idumea, Idumeans. Okay? They go by the devil, Satan. That's in the Bible. Yes.
Edom, say it. We are impoverished,
uh-huh,
but we will return.
They were impoverished in 193 A.D. Mm-hmm. when an Israelite man with the movie Gladiators loosely based on and Spartacus, okay,
Septimius Severus
overthrew the Roman government, okay? And they called it the Dark Ages. Why? Because dark people ruled. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
But we will return.
They returned in 1453, known as the Renaissance. Renaissance means rebirth. But it started prior to that, which we're going to get into here shortly, mm-hmm, under Alexander. They call him the Great. Why was he the Great? Because he was the first Edomite to go ahead and bring and unite all the Edomite, all the Caucasian nation together again. Okay? I call him, and he is also known as Alexander the Greek. He ain't great. Nothing great about it. He's great for them. Go ahead. It was great for them. Go ahead.
But we will return and build the desolate places.
And they did in 1453, starting with changing the image of the true image of Christ, the Messiah, because he is a black man. Go ahead.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Go ahead.
They shall build, but I will throw down.
Most High God said, yeah, y'all going to come back for a time, for a season. But I'm going to throw down. When's he going to throw down? When those thermonuclear missiles come and destroy America that you read about in Isaiah 14, that you read about in Isaiah 56, okay, that you read about in the book of Isaiah and all throughout the Bible that we just read in Revelation 13. Go ahead.
And they shall call them the border of wickedness.
The border of what?
The border of wickedness.
Border covers a whole area. It's a circle, a square, whatever. It surrounds a whole area, meaning what? It surrounds a whole nation. So every single one of them is what?
The border of wickedness.
The border of wickedness. Job 9:24 said, the earth is given into the hands of the wicked. Okay? You got some?
No, and you know that to prove what you said, it says the people.
The people.
The people.
Wait, read. So you know what? Read that again.
They shall call them.
Good point.
the border of wickedness.
Uh-huh.
And the people.
And the people, person.
Against okay. whom the Lord hath indignation forever.
Okay, and I'm going to prove it here in the Bible, in the Bible dictionary. I went over this not too long ago. I'm going to prove it. Okay? Give me 1 second here. Here we go. This is under the word Edom in the Bible, Zondervan Bible Dictionary. Read that, and then I'm going to read this. Read that again.
They shall build, but I will throw down.
Uh-huh. Most High is going to destroy them as a nation. Go ahead.
And they shall
they are going into captivity and be our slaves. Go ahead.
And they shall call them the border of wickedness.
They shall call them, another possessive pronoun, them, this people. They're going to call them what?
The border of wickedness.
Uh-huh.
And
in addition to them being the wicked,
uh-huh, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever.
So now are we a hate group? Did I say that? Or did the Most High God say that? The Bible, the same Bible they read.
The Bible said the Lord.
Okay? Yes, are we a hate group? Because we bring, you hate me because we bring out the truth?
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Well, guess what? The scholars, Caucasian scholars, researchers know this too.
Right.
He didn't write the Zondervan Bible Dictionary.
He did.
You look up who wrote it. Gotta do is pick it up and look at it. Look at it from the front.
Right.
The publishing and everything. The copyright and everything. Who published it? We don't own publishing companies.
Right. It wasn't our people.
Okay?
Right.
Our people don't even know this.
Right.
Here's what it says. Edom figures prominently in the prophetic scriptures as the scene of great future judgments. Remember it said in Job 9:4, right?
Yep.
Faces of the judges are covered, but they won't be covered anymore. Right. The true judges are going to come.
Right.
And they will be judged accordingly to the Most High God. It says here, see notably Isaiah 34:5, 34:6, 63:1. She is the only neighbor. So they said, love thy neighbor.
Right.
She is the only neighbor of the Israelites who was not given any promise of mercy from God. So again, are we a hate group? Your own people are telling on their own people. So let's go back to what's going on. They understand this. This is why I said from Genesis to Revelation, it was understood. From Cain and Abel all the way to Jacob and Esau.
That's right.
It's the same spirits. Same spirits back on the earth.
No new thing under the sun.
That's right.
But as we just read in the Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary, tables will turn.
Oh, yeah.
Tables will be turning.
Thus saith the Lord.
Yep. Thus saith the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thus saith the Lord. Not thus saith IUIC.
Right.
Not thus saith Aparium. Thus saith the Lord.
That's right.
Again, I can only make you think.
Right.
That's right.
I can't teach you anything. He that have an ear, let him hear.
That's right.
We just put out the word here as prophets of the Most High God. All right, so they tried to bring democracy during the Bay of Pigs when Castro took over. They didn't work, failed miserably. Miserably it failed. Do your research. How miserable that was. They looked foolish. They got egg on their face. America did. And that failed coup. Because that's what that was, a coup. This is why they're not talking about the failed coup against Maduro either.
Right.
They're like, oh, no, not another Bay of Pigs, because that was terribly destroyed too. That failed terribly.
Right.
But no, they didn't take claim to that. Now, this one with the Haitian president didn't fail. They got it. But let's look at why. Okay, spiritually, we understand that they hate us. It's a spiritual battle.
Right.
Spiritually, they hate us.
Right.
And figuratively and literally, they hate us.
Right.
Okay? But you got to look at the underlying reason. There's always underlying reasons why something happens, brothers and
mm-hmm.
sisters. Don't just take things for face value. That's what Esau wants us to do. That's what our enemies want us to do. They put stuff out there at face value, like this video of this rapper, Genuine, talking about taking the vaccine. And we go to sleep. Oh, we got to do it because he's rapping about it. The same way they use rap to corrupt our minds.
Right.
And have used it.
And the people.
Because those, everybody here, with the exception of you, probably, I know you and I agree, hip-hop had meaning.
It used to.
Right? It had a message. They didn't like that because that was part of an awakening. They were like, no. So they said, but we know that these people love that type of music, as they would say, jungle music, right? So we're going to let them still have their genre, but we're going to manipulate what that genre is going to be. We're going to call, have them call their women whores, hoes, bees. We're going to push the message, get rich or die trying. Because now you could kill your brother. Because I was I've been thinking about this all week. Again, you and I, same age bracket.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Back in the days when we were growing up, and those of you that are older brothers and sisters, y'all going to relate to what I'm talking about. Especially more so if you grew up in the hood. If you had beef with somebody, you stepped to him and you fought toe-to-toe, one-on-one. Shooting a brother or sister was so rare when I was growing up that when this one brother, I never forget his name, was Star, Judah brother, right? Cool brother. Obviously, he was involved in something. When he was shot, it was a huge thing. It was crazy. It was like, yo. Now, I'm not saying people didn't get shot. Okay, we had the mafia used to kill people. And, yeah, you had brothers like Frank Lucas, Bumpy Johnson.
Right.
Bump Johnson, Frank Lucas,
Freeway Rick Ross.
Nah, I'm talking about further than him. Cuba Gooding Jr. played him in
Nicky Barnes.
So, Nicky Barnes. All right, they killed people, but it was business. Not just because a blood crip thing,
right.
A gang thing,
right.
You're my block thing, which ain't your block, your block thing. Okay, but when you had beef, you went toe-to-toe. And what would happen, the whole neighborhood would form a circle, a huge circle, and you had people that were, I would call them like referees, that would make sure, and they made it clear, you will not step into this circle. It is one-on-one. It's between them two, win, lose, or draw. That's it. Okay? Anybody could pull a trigger. It don't take a man to pull a trigger, but not everybody can throw hands and feel them. When you feel that, right? And when you feel you're hitting somebody, it's a big difference. And pulling a trigger from 10 feet, 5 feet, 7 feet, 10 feet away, and then not even hit your target but kill innocent people. I know I'm digressing a little bit, but it's all relative. It's all relative.
We even had respect for each other and hugged each other after it was over.
Hey, you're in the spirit, because that was going to be my next statement. I've seen that. I was involved in that. And you know what? We never stepped to each other. And after we became friends.
Good friends after that.
Good friends after that. Mm-hmm. But we never thought about stabbing. We never thought. And again, those things didn't happen. Okay? But we never thought about that. You threw on your batting gloves. Bah, bah. If you had a chance to throw them on. Mm-hmm. But typically you did, because it was an organized thing. Okay, you got beef with me. I got beef with you. Let's settle this. And that was it.
Right.
I see videos of dudes just rolling up on cars and just shooting at anybody that's involved with the person.
You see the guy get shot on Instagram Live?
Yeah. That's punk. That's punk SH, man. That's not being a man, bro.
Right.
And it's not even wise, because you get less time. You get charged with assault instead of murder.
Right.
If you just go toe-to-toe. But these kids today are punks. And they hide behind weapons.
Scared to take that whooping.
Uh-huh. Scared to take the whooping, right? They're scared to get the beat down with the clothes taken off your body. That's not bad. You know, I talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
You get your ass whooped when the clothes come off. See a dude running.
It's even in the scriptures. Right. It's even in the scriptures.
I can only make you think.
Right.
Oh, man. But Esau understands that also. Esau understands the scripture, because the scripture says that we will be less in stature, that we will be weaker as a people.
Right.
So they understand that. Their thoughts are deep. The scripture says they're wiser than Daniel. So what do? They flood the streets with guns.
Drugs.
Back in the days, if you got possession of a gun, it was like all beat up. right? Of course, the serial numbers were scratched off. It was all beat up. It barely worked sometimes.
It probably didn't even work.
Right? You had to make zip guns. Y'all don't even know that. I know you know, bro.
Of course.
You don't know what that means. Young whippersnappers.
I know, right?
Hey, we used to call y'all Youngblood. They used to call us Youngblood, remember?
Yeah.
Youngblood.
Yeah, youngster.
Youngster. Hey, youngster. Whippersnapper. Yeah. Whip behind the ears.
Right.
Don't know how to wipe your ass.
Right.
Whippersnapper.
Exactly what they
did. That's how the old-timers did that thing, bro. They didn't
give
a damn. Hey, they didn't give a damn. They'll grab you by your neck.
Right. They was allowed to whip
and check you. Hell yeah. They'll check you, man.
Yeah.
Okay? But they also taught you as best as they could how to live right.
Right.
The Israelites came on the scene. Okay, and all praises to the Most High. This is where we at now.
Sir.
But again, it's all relative. That's all part of the crafty counsel from Psalm 83. They all know our kryptonite,
mm-hmm.
because in Judith 5, they knew the kryptonite. We went over that on Wednesday too.
We did.
That if we in iniquity, they didn't say if we were weak, okay, if we didn't have enough men. It says, but if they are in iniquity, let my Lord, he says, pass them by.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't even fool with them. Keep it moving. That's what he meant by that. Keep it moving. Because the Most High got their back, and they're going to be powerful as all get out. Because we are powerful. We are the most powerful people on the earth.
That's right.
That's why they make movies like Get Out.
Right.
And all the Caucasians wanted us. They wanted part of us in their life.
Right.
Plenty of movies like that. They're cause of who we are. And maybe all of them do not know that we're the Israelites. They still think that we're black spicks, niggas, whatever, right? But it's a spiritual thing. I brought that out at the beginning. Because how many times you've walked in a room and you just see somebody and you don't like them for, you don't even know them, or vice versa. It's a spirit. Life is a spiritual, but it's run carnally. So going back to Cuba, all they're doing over there, all they did in Haiti is to create unrest, instability, order out of chaos, because out of chaos comes order, because now they come in. I saw Biden talking about it. Oh, you know, tippy-toed around it, but basically, oh, yeah, they're going to come in and be the, here I come to save the day.
Right.
Remember that cartoon, right?
Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, you don't know about that. You mean Mickey Mouse? Nah, bro. Mighty Mouse was the dude.
Swole Mickey Mouse.
All right. Swole Mickey Mouse, too, right?
Yeah.
Right. Little too. Real, right? He stayed a mouse.
Yeah, he
and still whipped some behind. He not like, you know, you see sometimes they grow like it to like a man.
Right.
Nah, he stayed a mouse and whipped that. Picked up cards. Right?
That's right.
They don't know about that. I talk about black and white.
Right.
Mighty Mouse.
Right.
They don't know that. Yeah. Nah. Then there was color one, too. They don't know.
Underdog, they don't know.
Underdog, courageous cat, and Minute Mouse.
Right.
Oh, I took it back there. Sea Racer.
Beanie and Cecil.
Damn, you took it back, bro.
Way back.
Wow, man. Felix the Cat.
The Wonderful
Wonderbook. Wonderful. Oh, man. Wonderama. Remember Wonderama?
Yeah.
That show.
Wonderama.
Bozo the Clown.
Yeah,
I digress, man. We're going down memory lane. You know how old folk do.
Yeah, we were.
Nehemiah cracking up. He like, damn, man, he's freaking old ass. I know that's what you want to say.
No, not really.
I can only make you think, brother.
Yeah, only make you think.
But the bottom line I'm saying is that it was a different life, and Esau always understood. They study us. We are, you know, Bishop Yaroslav always brings it out, right? The Negro is an experiment that the Caucasian man created. We weren't like this. We were not. We were not like this, okay? We had understanding, okay, up until, and this is where it really started. Now let's go to First Ezra. We're going to start at 40.
First Maccabees,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I said Ezra.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. One people?
We're going to start at 41.
Yeah, 1 to 41.
Yeah. This is the book of First Maccabees, chapter 1 and verse 41. Put that picture up, producer, again, of the sister that had the shirt that said Cuba, Democracia. There you go. All praises, brother.
This is First Maccabees, chapter 1 and verse 41.
Uh-huh.
Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his whole kingdom.
To the whole kingdom, right? Because the Greeks ruled at this time. The whole kingdom, they ruled the world just like America rules the world today, okay? America is an extension of Greece and Rome. The Greeks and Rome. Go ahead.
that all should be one people.
That all should be one people. What is that called today? Democracy.
Bring it up.
So how is it that they are complaining, protesting, and rightfully so, rightfully so. They're hungry. They're dying. Okay? Their living conditions are terrible. We were there. Unless you're in like Havana, and even then, like that's supposed to be like the tourist thing, and that's like beat down. Okay? I get it. I empathize with them. I do. They're my brothers. They're my sisters. I get it. But there's always an underlying reason behind something. Don't let, especially when it comes to Esau. You cannot let them put, do the okey-doke on you. You cannot. I just brought out different ways they do it. A rap video, TV shows, flooding the streets with guns. Allowing the people to think that's my block.
Right.
Promoting whoremongering. Now adultery happens. Right? Adultery happens, and then what? Now killings happen. It's a mishmash of stuff that they have created. That pot is huge, and they filled it with junk. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that Little Rascals episode. Remember when they were trying to make the cake?
Yeah.
They threw a boot.
You're right.
They threw a brush. Remember that thing was that thing was exploding. Y'all older brothers and sisters, I want. Remember that thing, man?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, and that's the episode that pissed off Bill Cosby, and he bought the rights in it because when Stymie's sitting on the I don't know if it was Stymie, Farino, but I forgot which one, was sitting on the stove, he's sweating, right?
Mm.
He goes like that and snaps his hand, and the sweat is black on the wall.
Oh wow. I never
what? Look it up.
Wow.
Y'all know I do my research. That's why he said the Little Rascals were racist and he bought the rights. You never saw the Little Rascals again. I think once Bill Cosby took it.
You're right. They kind of did disappear.
Yeah.
I didn't know he bought the rights to it.
He bought the rights. He owns the rights to it.
Wow. Just so
that's why they couldn't have it. They were like, okay, we'll let you do that. You ain't buying no NBC.
Right.
So this ugly man-looking woman, I'm going to bring out the woodwork and say that you raped her.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Bill. I know he didn't mess with that.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. So democracy is what they are trying to push now in Cuba, what they've always wanted to do, what they've been trying to do in Syria. No luck. What they've been trying to do in Iran. No luck. What they've been trying to do in Cuba. No luck. What they're trying to do in Venezuela, no luck. But they have succeeded in many other places.
Mm-hmm.
Iraq, right? They tried it in Afghanistan. Nobody, but we all know, those that do know, what they were really was protecting was the poppy seeds. Right? For the heroin.
For the opioid.
To throw back on the streets in the crafty council to destroy our people. Dude, it's full circle. That's why it calls them the border. They ain't wicked all over, man. All over. And that's what we're seeing in Cuba. It's no coincidence. There's no coincidence with the Lord. Once y'all start on the road to repentance and come into the truth, you're going to realize coincidence is BS. Everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
And it's the reason that the Most High wants first and foremost. Yep. But there's a reason behind it, even if they think it's about them or not. Let's look at some things here. Cuba created their own vaccine. Okay, Cuba has the best doctors, by the way. Okay, Cuba created their own vaccine. America don't like that. Esau don't like that. Okay, Cuba has been self-sufficient. America don't like that. Yeah, they're struggling, but they don't like that. Okay, Haiti said they were not going to take the vaccine. But not only that, it's in these articles. We're not going to have time. We've got to finish the show here soon. Y'all read it on your own. But the virus wasn't killing enough. Who are the tribe of Levi.
Right.
So they had to go in there. Got some other people that our short-term memories forget. I get it. We got a lot going on in our minds. Post a picture, the image I showed you that says misleading. Now, in this article, I want you to post the article, too, because, again, I can't teach you anything. I can only make you think. This image here is part of an article. I want you to read. And the article is saying that this is all lies, that these men here who were in great shape and young died from natural causes. But it so happens that each and every one of these men were outspoken, very outspoken, mm-hmm. about this so-called pandemic, and were not on board with giving their people this vaccine. It also happened to the president of Tanzania. I think he's up here too. Okay? And it also happened, not with the vaccine, but in Belarus. I had posted it. I did a show on it a while back. He didn't want to play ball and continue to, as soon as they found that out, they sent military to his borders. You don't play ball with the mafia. They're the real mafia. They're the real OGs. Make no mistake about it. Do your research on your history, and you will see how much OG the Caucasian man is. So it's also very humorous that our people think that you're going to overtake this man in this body.
Right.
That's why the Most High God said in the scriptures, get that for me. It says, I will not meet you as a man. Give me that real quick. All right. Most High knows what he's dealing with. He created him back in Genesis. He gave him his blessing, damn it, in Genesis 27. He knows what kind of man he is. When he was born, he mentioned it, that he's a cunning hunter. He made him that way. Because when you read Jeremiah 1:5, he says, "For I formed you in the belly, I knew thee." He knows what he makes. He don't make no mistake. He did what he needed to make. Because at the end of the day, when you read Romans 9, he says, just like he hardened Pharaoh's heart, and people recognize that the God is the power, the Most High is the power, that's how it's going to be now. Because he says in Romans 9 that Esau is a vessel fit for destruction. And we read that in the Bible, the Zondervan Dictionary.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 47 and verse 3.
Bring it.
Thy nakedness shall be uncovered.
That's nakedness. Their sin shall be uncovered. Go ahead.
Yay.
Everything that I'm talking about now is starting to be uncovered, but it will continue to be uncovered. That's precept with 2 Thessalonians.
Right.
Okay? That falling away had to happen, and the son of perdition had to be revealed. That's what this is talking about. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yea, thy shame shall be seen.
Uh-huh.
I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man.
He said he... Wait. Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans are going to take vengeance?
I will take vengeance.
The Most High God is going to take vengeance, brothers and sisters. Understand, the IUIC and this truth movement is not about any physical war. It says Paul said that in Corinthians. Mm-hmm. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. We have to fight this enemy with shows like this, with the truth, with doing our research, with bringing out the scriptures, bringing out stuff like this. So that if and when they start killing us, you understand that it was not because we took matters in our own hands, but because they are trying to prevent the inevitable.
Right.
Because we understand in IUIC that our weapon of our warfare is spiritual, not carnal. And we understand this scripture and many other scriptures that says vengeance is his. He says it in Joel too.
That's right.
Read it again. We just, our weapon is our tongue.
That's right.
Preaching.
The foolishness of preaching.
Read that again. Finish that up.
This is the book of Isaiah.
Just get straight to the part. Oh. To the point.
I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man.
I will not meet thee as a man. What's after that?
As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name.
As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, brothers and sisters. This is not a physical battle. This is spiritual. The Lord got our back. He said he's going to take vengeance and not meet Esau as a man and all our other enemies, because the other nations all had a hand in our captivity. Go ahead.
Right.
It's 1 Corinthians.
I think it's 1 and 18.
1 and 21.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1 and verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Here you go.
For after that, in the wisdom of God.
The wisdom of who?
The wisdom of God.
Remember, man's goings of the Lord. Proverbs 20:24. All right. Proverbs 5:21. Okay, that's why how can we understand our own way? In the wisdom of who?
The wisdom of God.
God is allowing us and commands us to speak on radio shows and out on the streets and do flyer mission and do camp and do marches. Go ahead.
The world by wisdom.
The world by wisdom
knew not God.
The wisdom of the Caucasian man. That's what that's talking about there. They not know the true God. They not know that the true God has woolly hair and dark skin.
That's right.
That the Messiah has woolly hair and dark skin. That the Israelites are people of color. Go ahead.
It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
By the what?
By the foolishness of preaching.
Because every time we come out and talk on shows like this, we do marches, we out on the streets giving our flyers, teaching in the streets, people call that foolishness. Because some people, our people even, think that our war is carnal. No, that's not going to do anything. Oh, it's doing very much. Doing very much. So much so that look at the times. Look at the things that are going on the earth. So much so that at least here in IRC, we have grown leaps and bounds in a really a short period of time.
That's right.
Thousands. And even more thousands that we don't know of that are supporting us behind the scenes. All praises to the Most High God. Go ahead.
By the foolishness of preaching
uh-huh.
to save them that believe.
To save them that believe. To say them that believe, them meaning the Israelites that believe. Read the articles, producer, post all the links, please. Everything I posted, even that video, up from there. Remember, I posted stuff on, I think, Monday or Tuesday. Everything from up there, post it, okay, so that our brothers and sisters, the viewers could read it, do their own research. Again, remember, I can't teach you anything. I can only make you think, all right? And Lord willing, if you're not repented, repent. If you are repenting, stay in the process. Stay the course. Focus like a laser beam, not like a light bulb. A laser beam stays on target. Light bulb's all over the place. We can't have that.
That's right.
Okay, that's being tossed to and fro. All right, brothers and sisters. So I hope you were edified in today's radio show. With that, happy Sabbath. We say shalom.
Shalom.
In an hour, you start.
Not even 2 hours. Let's see how many times we got to do different parts.
The weird thing about the scriptures is you can start talking about one thing and it'll lead you to
you could talk for that. You could literally stay here all day, all night.
You could.
Especially if you got just three people, two people, just talk. Mm-hmm. Talk.
Oh, and that's what I was saying. I was like, when you was talking last night, I was like, bro, there's only one person. I was like, you should have two people. That'll be nice. You know, so you can come.
Well, yeah. If we could squeeze it. It's easier when during non-camp season to do it.
Yeah, right. We can squeeze it. That's what I was saying. Like, it's five of us going to driving a car.